keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And we are here for Community Comment, and we are just about to jump into the action here. But first, wanted to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website, proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. You can get your cabinetry updated at Professional Floor Covering. You want your kitchen cabinetry to not only look beautiful, but to last for years to come. Partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship. From traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help inspire and create your dream kitchen. And now, without further ado, we will jump into the action here on 95.3 WBV and Community Comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Jake. We are back with Community Comment. We are talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt this month, as he stops by every month around this time. Thanks for being with us today.
Pleasure to be here.
We want to invite you to join the conversation if you like. You can call or text us at 920-887-9595 or call the landline right here at the studio at 885-4446. Just before you went on the air, you were telling me some, surprising facts about crashes and crash fatalities out on the roads. And that's specifically why we're in the midst of a crash reduction effort right now.
Yeah, we're bringing back our Dodge County Sheriff's Office crash reduction initiative that we launched really in the 2018, 2019 years. And we've tried to keep them going through the years. And with the fatalities kind of clicking up a little bit here in recent years, we really want to put an emphasis on it again. So we really have a multiple faceted approach in how we're doing that. And the first is education, getting it out to the public, what we're trying to do, asking people to slow down. You don't slow down that 5-10 miles an hour, and it's amazing how many crashes you can prevent and even reduce the amount of severity in those crashes just by slowing down that 5-10 miles an hour. And so that's the first facet, is getting our community to be with us to help us get people to slow down, drive safely, be defensive, not driving with your phone in your hand, not paying attention to other things, pay attention to your driving. Wear your seat belts, of course. Not be impaired driving. Those types of things. That's the first facet. The second facet is we are out there enforcing traffic laws, as we always do, in a very aggressive manner. Trying to get people to slow down. We want you to see us and comply before we have to turn the lights on and stop you and force you to comply. But we're just asking for that voluntary compliance first before we get to that second level. And then when we have those interactions on the roadside, I'm asking my staff to have conversations with those drivers explaining why it is we're stopping people for example, yesterday I had somebody pass me on the right as I was making a left-hand turn going down into the gravel to do that. And I made that traffic stop, had a conversation with her and explained why that's dangerous, that people passing on the right in the gravel can lose control and go into the ditch and roll and cause property damage, injury, and even death. That's what we're looking for from our staff as well, is when they're out there on the road explaining to the public why it is that we're doing what we're doing. We're not just doing it because we want to write tickets. We don't want to write tickets. We could care less about the ticket. We are looking to try and enhance public safety. So doing that education and then doing that enforcement hand in hand, it goes really well together. And then the other part is signage. You'll see we have some of those signs out there. They have the ones out on 151 right now, speed enforcement zones. We are out there enforcing those traffic laws. We are making a lot of traffic stops each and every day. all around the county. And I wish I had more staff to focus on more areas in the county. I've got 900 square miles in Dodge County and usually about five or six deputies on at any given time. So we're doing the best we can. We make a lot of traffic stops and a lot of enforcement efforts out there. But there's a lot of area to cover. And so we need the cooperation of the community.
For sure. And there's a surprising number of fatalities that have been happening in the county.
Yeah. Last time when we did this initiative, we ended up getting our fatalities down from the mid-20s. We were 25, 30-ish for a long time.
And per year.
Okay. And that was really in the early 2010s our numbers were way up. We did this crash reduction initiative. And then in 2018 and 2020, we got our fatalities down to 8 in each of those 2 years, which is the lowest on record in Dodge County. And then they've started to tick up again, 15 in 2021, 11 in 22 and 23, and then 17 last year in 2024. So we again need to refocus everybody, refocus the public, get them to understand how important it is to slow down, drive safely, and reduce those crashes, those risks of crashes. For a while there, we had a lot of wrong way drivers. It always seems to come in streaks. Sometimes it'll be stop signs. The next year it's wrong way drivers. It can be any combination of those, We're just looking for people to slow down right now, drive safely, be that more defensive driver. And some of the statistics that I wanted to share with people is and not so much statistics, but some for your information. Did you know that when you double your speed, you increase the braking distance fourfold? So if you go from 25 miles an hour to 50 miles an hour, your braking distance takes four times as much to stop as it would to at a 25 mile an hour speed. Your stopping distance equals your reaction time and your braking time. So think about that. What does that mean? Once you see something happen in front of you, it's not an immediate I'm hitting on the brakes and slowing down. You have to see it, you have to process it, and then you need to hit the brake. And that usually adds about a half second or more to your stopping time. So you have to process all of that. So we're looking for people to understand that the faster you go, the less time you have to process it before you actually react, and now you're crashing. And if you crash at 50 as opposed to 25, your risk of injury and death is going to go up significantly. I believe, I don't have the stat in front of me here, but I believe if you go up from just 10 miles an hour in speed, it will increase your chances of severe injury or death four times. So just that 10 miles an hour makes a big difference. So if you're out on the highway and you got a speed limit of 65 miles an hour and you're going 75 miles an hour, your risk of injury or death just increased tremendously just because of that 10 miles an hour speed. So we're asking people to voluntarily slow down. It allows my staff to focus on the more aggressive drivers, the ones that just aren't going to listen, just back it off a bit. If people say, "Well, in 9 you're fine, 10 you're mine," is the old saying. We need you to slow it down. That 9 and 10 miles an hour over the speed limit can be the difference between life and death for you, your family, and everybody else on the highway. So we're asking people to slow down. And if you are stopped by one of our staff, likely you're going to get one of these pamphlets that's going to explain that, because we want to give that education. We don't just want to issue a citation. We want to give an education so this doesn't continue into the future.
What happens during a crash reduction effort period that is different, perhaps, say, the rest of the time?
Really, it's the education of the public. Our staff are very, very vigorous in their traffic enforcement efforts out there on the highway. And I think those in Dodge County know that we are really working hard to get people to slow down and drive safely. But getting in people's mind and getting them to understand, hey, if I just slow down just a little bit, it's going to help out. It's going to give me a better chance of survival. It really goes a long ways. In fact, the last time we did this, I had a number of people come up to me and said, "Sheriff, I really appreciate the public service campaign that you put out there. I have slowed down that 5-10 miles an hour." And whether that helped or not, I think it did, because our numbers dropped down to 8. So between that and seeing our squads out there, seeing the signs that we have up, I think that all plays a part. But the biggest piece of this is that that the public complies on their own without us having to, you know, be that presence or force them to comply. They do it on their own because we're asking. And that's what I'm doing here today. I'm asking the public, take a look at your speedometer today. How fast are you going? Are you going over that speed limit? Remember, a speed limit is for the perfect conditions on a highway. And if it's raining, it's snowing, you have any other debris on the highway, your speed limit is no longer, say, 55 miles an hour. Your speed limit is lower. And so when you're going 65, 75 miles an hour, you are putting yourself and everybody else on the highway at risk. So we're asking for you to look at that speedometer. We're asking for you to slow down, asking for you to not be aggressive out there so that we can reduce the amount of crashes. And remember, and we always talk about some of these locations out on the highways that are bad. Highway 33 and TW, just on the other side of Horicon. We have crashes out there all the time. We know that as a community. You should know that. You hear about these crashes. So when you're at those intersections, pay special attention. We know this is a problem. Highway W and A, we don't know why there's crashes there. It's a wide open area. We're looking at a roundabout in a couple of years here, thankfully. But you know that that's an issue. So when you get there, pay special attention. Watch out. Think, hey, this is an area where we might have some crashes and I should pay attention so I can avoid a crash. Having people having that in their mindset when they're driving, being a defensive driver, is going to help us to reduce those crashes. And maybe it's what could have been a crash is now just a near miss, which will take near misses all day long compared to actually an actual crash. So just take your time and pay attention. Somebody else isn't, so you need to do that for them.
We're talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt about all the things he's doing and his department is doing to keep us safe. We're going to take a break and then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Hand in hand. Here's the snap. Low snap. Placement made. Kick to the upright.
This is Wayne Larrabee. Your home for Green Bay Packers football is your hometown station. 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This Tuesday at 6 p.m., join Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam for a timeless tradition. It's the 25th anniversary of the Tower Lanes Classic Car Shows. Cruise over and enjoy stunning classic cars, delicious dinner specials, and a refreshing beverage. It's the perfect evening out for car lovers and families alike. Celebrate 25 years of history with Tower Lanes. Great cars, good food, and fun memories. Don't miss it. See you Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam. Find the full car show schedule at bullinbeaverdam.com.
Save big on your next painting project at Menards. Get long-lasting color with Pittsburgh's Grand Distinction Exterior Paint and Primer in One. It's highly dirt-resistant and provides a mildew-resistant coating. Save big on Grand Distinction Paint, the perfect combination of strength and beauty. Visit us in-store. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Being a new mom is really tough.
Like accidentally leaving your keys in the freezer? Tough. But one thing I won't forget? Keeping my child up to date on vaccines, like the DTaP vaccine, which is the best protection against whooping cough. It doesn't just sound bad. The cough can last up to 10 weeks, and nearly half of the infants under a year old who get it are hospitalized. But the DTaP vaccine has been trusted for nearly 30 years, giving me one less thing to worry about.
Learn more about the DTaP vaccine at dhs.wisconsin.gov/vaccine-facts.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We're talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt about a lot of things that his department is doing to help keep us safe and also to help some people out in the community. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, I want to remind you of those phone numbers in case you'd like to join the conversation. You can call or text at 920-887-9595 or call the studio at 885-4446. Something fun is coming up a few weeks from now. We're not going to get a chance to talk here before then, so we want to be sure to get the word out.
Yeah.
About the charity softball game.
Yeah, it's our fifth annual charity softball game between the Dodge County Sheriff's Office and the Beaver Dam Police Department. We have some fun, and while we're having fun and a little bit of competition, that trophy is coming back to Dodge County this year. I think we're 2-2 right now, and that trophy's coming back to Dodge County this year to go on our trophy case for the next year. That's our prediction. But we also have, while we're having fun, we're also out there raising money for a cause, and that's what we've done every year. We've picked employees from each of our agencies that have gone through some pretty serious cancer. We've helped out hurricane victims, a lot of great causes which we've been able to raise money for, and the community has been wonderful. We get raffle baskets that we're able to raffle off while we're out there. We get a 50-50 raffle, and a lot of fun. I actually said to my wife, I need to find somebody at the sheriff's office to help out a little bit more, because she does all the stuff and organizes it. And I said, I feel bad because she does it all. She said, well, I am the one from the sheriff's office. I did deputize her. So she is the one from the sheriff's office that helps get everything organized, and she does a phenomenal job. My wife, otherwise known as Cassandra Schmidt, not the sheriff's wife. She prefers Cassandra. I'll tell you the story about that later, Terry.
Okay.
She's really helping me out. Matt Bublitz from the Beaver Dam Police Department organize it. We run everything through the Beaver Dam Police Department Charities organization to get these funds out to those who need help. And this year, Brinley Geezy from Mayville. She's a five-year-old little girl from Mayville with leukemia, and she's going through treatment. And I had the honor to call Brinley's mom, Colleen, and let her know that the employees chose their family to help them out this year. And you could tell she was in tears when I called her, and it was. Sad tears because of what her daughter's going through, but happy tears because the community's coming together to support their family, Brinley and the family. So we're going to have a good time. We got a lot going on. September 20th, mark it on your calendar. It's just about a month away. Saturday, September 20th, right out at the athletic field here in Beaver Dam. I believe our game time is going to be at 11:30. 11 a.m. is when the festivities start. Wally Lukaczynski right here from the radio station is going to be our play-by-play / color guy. I guess he's always colorful though, right?
That's right.
And we're going to have a good time out there. We got some between-the-inning activities for kids. We've got between-inning activities for adults. For those of you WWE fans out there, we believe we have confirmed Braun Strowman to come on out and do some meet and greets maybe do some other things to help us raise some funds out there. Of course, donations accepted for the meet and greets with him, and so that should be a good time. We have concessions. We'll have great food out there for you, beverages. We'll have raffles, lots of raffles. Like I mentioned, businesses bringing together some great things, and a Walmart has donated for us a nice prize for us to put out there. The pie in the face contest.
Okay.
This is the third time we've had, I believe it's the third year for the pie in the face. Mark DeStefano, our school superintendent here in Beaver Dam, is one of the umpires. His calls are generally questionable, he's gotten pie in the face the last couple of years for it. But we also have our district attorney, Andrea Will, who's the other umpire, she somehow has escaped the pie in the face.
Oh my!
And I know she's really nice. Does an excellent job as district attorney, but come on, folks, let's get out there and let's write those checks. The way you vote for the person to get the pie in the face, you put a dollar in or $100 or a big check into their bucket. And if they raise more money in their bucket, they get the pie in the face. So let's give Mark a break this year. We want him to keep coming back as an umpire. Wherever it goes, wherever it lands, we'll give the pie to the right person. But I'm just saying, maybe Andrea deserves a turn.
Sure. And this is the fifth year
this
is happening.
It is.
How does the choice made each year about, you know, where the money goes?
So it's been a little different each year. In past years, we've collectively with Beaver Dam kind of just, do we have somebody in our own organization that needs some support? And this year, I put out an email to our staff and said, hey, what do we got in the community? Our agencies are doing pretty well this year. Do we have somebody in the community? And I had a flood of emails from staff. And I put it out to our staff and had them vote. Who do you want to see out of this group of people who could use the help receive that? And it was close, but Brindley came out ahead in the vote for this year from our staff. I think it was a well-deserved selection. We want to be there for not only our staff, but the people in the community as well, helping out those people that are struggling right now with something that just, you know, has landed in their lap and all they have to deal with.
Very good. We're going to take a break for the news and be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hey, it's Daisy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam. Our remodeling sale is going on right now, and you can save big during our mess. Stop in and take a look at all of the fun projects that we're doing inside the store and save with up to 80% off of list prices. Everything in the store is marked down, from clearance merchandise to mattresses to special purchase items. Sofas, sectionals, and Lazy Boy chairs are all yours at massive discounts. Take advantage of our messy days during our remodeling sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says she's been fired. Federal Reserve Board Governor Lisa Cook says she's staying. ABC senior political correspondent Rachel Scott has the latest on what's been happening as President Trump continues pushing the Fed to lower interest rates.
The president announcing he's seeking to remove Cook in a letter posted on social media, accusing her of falsifying records to obtain favorable terms on a mortgage. The president writing, "I have determined there is sufficient cause to remove you from your position." Cook, who has not been charged with a crime, firing back, saying the president has no authority to fire her and that she will continue to carry out her duties, saying point blank, "I will not resign."
Americans' view of the economy declined modestly in August. The Conference Board reporting that anxiety over a weakening job market is growing, consumer confidence ticking down by 1.3 points in August. Protesters in Israel blocking highways, continuing to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Beaver Dam city leaders want to know more before deciding whether the city needs one new fire station or two. Last night, a consultant told the Common Council if Beaver Dam goes with one new station, it should be where the middle school is now or at the old Monarch site.
If the city goes with two stations, it recommends the Department of Public Works property and a spot on East Industrial Drive near El Guacamole. The consultant will spend two more months studying cost and effectiveness. Fond du Lac County deputies accuse a Plymouth School District teacher of sexually assaulting a former student. The 40-year-old woman was arrested yesterday but has not been formally charged. The alleged victim graduated from Plymouth High School after the alleged crimes happened. A Catholic priest from Madison faces charges after law enforcement arrested him, accusing him of traveling to Clintonville to meet a 14-year-old girl for sex. He was booked into jail Sunday for child enticement and other alleged crimes. The president of the Sun Prairie School Board has resigned. A district spokesperson confirms to Channel 3000 that Katie Komoku stepped down effective immediately last night. Her resignation comes as the public criticizes the district over how it handled the case of a former West High School dean charged with child sex crimes. Wisconsin wildlife officials are reminding hunters about important safety tips. The Department of Natural Resources says place tree stands carefully. Some trees, like ash trees, are structurally weaker than others. They also recommend using a full-body harness and to have three points of contact while climbing into and out of tree stands. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 70. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. High of 74. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance of thunderstorms Thursday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 63.
After a serious crash with a semi-truck, everything can change instantly. Your future, your family's future, your quality of life. That's why knowledge and results matter in big truck cases. And not all law firms have the know-how or the resources to handle these complicated cases. At Grunberg Law Offices, we have the experience it takes to make sure you're protected. And there's never a fee until we win your case. Grunberg Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday at 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
Landscape season is here, and Glander Transit Decorative Stone and Landscape Supply has everything you need. Updating your curb appeal? Our huge selection of decorative stone and mulch offer a variety of colors and sizes. Raised garden beds? Shredded topsoil is the perfect solution. Bring a trailer or have it delivered. The best prices and selection are at Glander Transit Decorative Stone and Landscape Supply, located at the corner of Highway 33 and Favish Road, Beaver Dam, and online at glandertransit.com.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with more community comment. Just about to jump into the action here, but first wanted to remind you that community comment is brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings, and they are in downtown Beaver Dam, and they believe that everyone who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. To celebrate Labor Day, McKinstry's is having a store-wide sale. McKinstry's Home Furnishings showroom is filled with sofas, reclining sofas, sectionals, and chairs at unbeatable savings, like Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 and Love Seats starting at $699. Also, save big on Simmons Beauty Rest and Simple mattresses. Dining room and bedroom sets are also marked down for this event. Add the finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. McKinstry's offers you all the latest styles, always designed to fill your home with comfort and quality. Hurry in now and discover Labor Day savings at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Sale ends Saturday, August 30th. McKinstry's will be closed on Monday, September 1st to celebrate Labor Day. And now, without further ado, we will return to community comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are talking to Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt. And if you would like to join the conversation, you can call or text us at 920-887-9595 or call us at 885-4446. And speaking of callers, we have a caller on line one. Welcome to Community Comments. Hello, caller on line one. You are
all
on
right. Looks like the phone transferred him back here, so I'll try to get that fixed.
Oh, sorry about that, Jake. Well, in any event, anyone's welcome to get in touch with us. Coming up pretty soon here, the next Citizens Academy gets underway.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the Citizen Academy. If you've ever wanted to learn about what law enforcement is like, specifically Sheriff's Office, it's a great opportunity. We have I believe it's the ninth year that we're doing the Citizen Academy at the Sheriff's Office. And if you've done a Police Department Academy, this is a little bit different. I've had people do Beaver Dam's Police Academy in spring and take our Sheriff Academy, and they said, it is completely different. I've learned so many different things. I'm glad I did them both. So just because you did one doesn't mean you can't do them both. But we have them starting up very quickly here, September 10th through December 10th. They're going to take place every Wednesday evening from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Juneau at the Sheriff's Office. And so if you are a resident of Dodge County, you're 18 years old or older, you do have to have a decent background. We do need you to be there at these classes. If you're available Wednesday evenings, I encourage you to take part in it. Lieutenant Ryan Bramer is taking on this role this year. Ryan is an outstanding trainer. He's one of our newer lieutenants. I hired him about a year ago. Outstanding trainer. You're going to have a great time with him. Great personality. And just a great group of topics that you have to select from or to learn about. The first day we invite everybody in, we give an overview of the Sheriff's Office, we explain what we're all about, all the different facets of the Sheriff's Office. We talk about OWI enforcement in another week and have you learn how to do field sobriety tests that we do out on the road and explain what those are all about. We talk about recreation patrol, ATV, snowmobile, boating, UTV, those types of things. We'll talk about that and explain all the different facets of that. And it's very interesting. A lot of recreation patrol laws are similar to motor vehicle laws, but slightly different. And how do we enforce those? We'll show you our boats. We'll show you our snowmobiles. So those are great classes. One of the classes I get so much feedback on how positive is the crash investigation day. I'm talking about how we investigate crashes, how we go about identifying what a speed is, how we pull everything together into and map it after the fact, how we identify what citations to issue. Sergeant Kruger does an outstanding job with the crash investigation module. Active shooter. That's always fun. We have simunition rounds. Sometimes we'll use our simulation machine to run people through scenarios and really gives you an idea of what it's like to be in a law enforcement perspective when somebody pulls a weapon on you. And you try to talk your way out and maybe you're not able to. And you understand that you have to make a decision, a split second decision that's going to be Monday morning quarterbacked by everybody out in the public. And it really does open people's eyes. Talk about our communication center and all the great work that they do in the 911 room with taking 911 calls, non-emergency calls, setting off the tornado sirens. Boy, they've had to do that a lot this year. 9 tornadoes this year. All the other things that they do. And then we've got a session on home life of a law enforcement officer and their family. And it really is an impactful time, impactful session. And so, again, Wednesday evening starting September 10th, through December 10th when we have our graduation, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have spots available. The application deadline is coming up on the 29th. Today is the 26th. You got a couple days to do this. Go to our website, dodgecountysheriff.com. Under Community Programs, this is Sheriff Citizen Academy. Fill out the application link. Get that sent in. Hopefully we have another fantastic class again this year.
Now, this isn't necessarily for people who are interested in joining the department. This is just people who want to learn. So, like, how do people benefit? How do you take what the knowledge you gained from the academy and, you know, and apply it to your life after that?
That's a great question. And really, while you're not joining us, you're still becoming part of our family as our citizen alumni. And so you're part of our press releases. You're part of the interactions that we have. We want you to be part of that family. But really, you then become a voice for us out in the community. We've had people that have come in and been somewhat questionable, and at the end, like, my eyes are open. I can't believe this, and I can't believe the things people say about you guys. They're just not true. And now they go out in the community, and they have conversations with individuals that they know and give a different perspective. And that's really what it's all about. It's a community engagement tool to get people to understand what it is we do, why we do the things that we do, and all of the keyboard warriors out there saying what they think is actually going on, well, that's not actually true. So it's great. We've had, with 9 classes, about 90 people that have gone through so far, and they're great ambassadors out in the community. We've had county board supervisors go through. We've had business owners. We've had just people that, hey, I just want to go learn more about the sheriff's office come through, and it's been very, very beneficial.
Very good. And so the deadline to apply is the 29th, not too far away.
Yeah, just go to our website. Like I said, DodgeCountySheriff.com under Community Programs. Sheriff Citizen Academy application is right there. Fill it out, send it in, and get a couple days, and hopefully we can get you in as part of our class.
Let's check in with Jake again and the caller on line one, hopefully.
Hello.
Welcome to Community Comment.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. You're on with Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
Well, I want to say, first off, I appreciate the job that you do, Sheriff, and your deputies as well. They're definitely out there making sure that our community is safe. You brought up an issue of high impact areas where there's a number of crashes at certain intersections.
Yeah.
And I just come to thinking, I see when I come to these intersections as a professional driver, you know, there's warning signs about a bump ahead, about a deer crossing. Is there a possibility that you can recommend to somebody to get signs warning of a high impact area?
You know, it's not a bad idea, and I had a conversation, or I had an email from the Highway Commissioner about that very thing with Highway 33 and TW, and we're looking at things we can do over there until they do some renovation or road construction out there, which they're planning in 5 years. I'll bring that back to the Highway Commissioner and see if there's something we can do, maybe dangerous intersections or other types of signs we can put up. We can't do anything on a state highway without the state's permission, but on county highways, town roads, those are things that we have a little bit more control here locally.
I appreciate the work you guys do and the effort that you're doing to try and get this traffic back under control. I think that since COVID let loose, it's just become increasingly worse every year. I've been on the roads for a little over 4 decades, and this is the worst I've ever seen in the last 4 years. So I don't know how it's going to happen, but, you know, something's got to happen. You know, I can't call up and say to the state police or the county sheriffs or that, hey, this guy's driving erratic and, you know, do something about it. Well, you know, their answer is, well, we can't stop everybody. You know, but I just say, what I'm saying is stop somebody.
Well, if you get a license plate and you have a violation that is egregious, that you feel a citation should be issued, you call us. We will take a statement, and then we will issue a citation on your behalf. We are willing to do that in Dodge County. So you have somebody who blows a stop sign or something, as long as we have something, we can catch that vehicle later, we can make contact, we will follow up.
And being a combination vehicle that I am, there's a big bullseye on my back. So, you know, if somebody gets mad at me for something that they don't like, they call my company and say something. Sure. But, you know, fortunately, I haven't had that incident happen. But that's the things we have to deal with on the road here as professional drivers. And we are in a class of driving that exceeds, the abilities that most of these cars that are on the road today. And so we have to have a certain amount of responsibility to, you know, the pedestrians that are around us and the cars that are around us because of the weight that we carry and the amount of, you know, ability that we have to, you know, ascertain to, you know, to make sure that people are safe. So, you know, with your help and your, you know, we're doing the best we can, but, you know, we can't stop, you know, and say, hey, this guy is going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. How am I going to catch him and get his license plate number?
Sure. Yep, the speed ones are going to be tough, but you see those other ones, give us a call. I appreciate your support. We'll keep working on it, and we appreciate you professional drivers as well. Appreciate the phone call.
Keep up the great work, and appreciate you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. And he makes a good point, I think a concern a lot of people have. Anecdotally, at least, it seems that reckless driving is on the rise in recent years.
Yeah, I mean, everybody said, I mean, we all think about the in the now. I will say that continues to be a problem. It's been a problem for a long time. And we've seen some increases in reckless driving. We see reductions, and some of it has to do with a lack of respect. And that continues to be a problem. There's a lack of respect for any kind of authority, not just law enforcement, parents, teachers. Signs on the road are an authority, and there's a lack of respect for that, unfortunately, and it'd be nice to get some of that back.
Well, yeah, because who pays the price? It's either yourself or some innocent person minding their own business.
And that's why those authorities are there. That's why those guidelines, that's why those rules are there, to keep people safe. It isn't to make somebody's day miserable. It's because we've been there and we've seen these fatal crashes. We've had to give death notifications, and those are tough to do, and we don't want to do that to anybody else's family to share that they've lost a loved one.
We're going to take a break and be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brock Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack the code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household. One entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Brock Fry schedule, visit DailyDodge.com.
This Tuesday at 6 p.m., join Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam for a timeless tradition. It's the 25th anniversary of the Tower Lanes Classic Car Shows. Cruise over and enjoy stunning classic cars, delicious dinner specials, and a refreshing beverage. It's the perfect evening out for car lovers and families alike. Celebrate 25 years of history with Tower Lanes. Great cars, good food, and fun memories. Don't miss it. See you Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam. Find the full car show schedule at BolinBeaverDam.com.
Save big money on your post-frame building at Menards. For over 65 years, Menards has been the destination for post-frame buildings. Whether it's for protecting equipment or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has the building that's right for you. Get a free estimate fast, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Ehlin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, and we are back with more Community Comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. If you would like to join the conversation with Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt, we invite you to call or text us at 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. And Sheriff, you know, some schools are back in session and everybody will be back on Tuesday. It's that time of year again. And it's also the time of year to be, you know, the school buses are back out on the road, part of the traffic.
Yeah, they're those big yellow submarines will be out there again, and they're very, very needed in our community. But there's some dangers that go with the school buses, particularly people who disregard the signals on a school bus. And so we wanted to go do a quick reminder of when you need to stop. If those yellow lights come on, they're just like the lights. I shouldn't say this because some people don't like it, but the yellow lights on a school bus are very similar to the yellow lights on a stoplight. A yellow light does not mean gun it and see if you can make it. It means stop if you are able to do so safely. So if you see those yellow lights come on, a school bus is coming to a stop, and you're able to stop before that driveway, please do so. Give that respect to that school bus and that child that's waiting to get on the school bus. But if that school bus has the red lights on and it is stopped, you must stop. There is no, I'm going to go around it. We won't even go around with our red and blue lights going, go around a school bus when those red lights are on, because we know that there is a child walking there, and we need to be extra careful. And so what we're asking from the community, from the school bus drivers, if you see those, report them. And it's really easy to report it. You can call 911 if you'd like to, if it's an emergency, and they're not always emergencies. If it just happened and there's nobody in harm's way, don't call 911. There's our non-emergency number. But a really easy way to do it is to go right on our sheriff's office app, and we have a new icon on the middle in the bottom, school bus complaints. This is typically for school bus drivers, but if you want to, you can fill that out as well. And I'm working on having a more simplified one for the general public. But just get the date, time, location of what the incident that had happened or where it happened. If you can get a license plate, that's really important. If you got a dash cam and you saw it, awesome. We'd love to see a dash cam. School buses out there, if you don't have dash cams, please talk to your managers and get dash cams in there. What a great tool for you to have if these happen. And just give us a general overview of what happened. Was that school bus stopped? Were the red lights on? Can you tell me, was it a male or female driver? Those types of things. And report it. And we will get it to the appropriate authorities in that area, whether it's us or another local PD. And we will follow up and issue those citations. And it's a costly citation for going past a school bus with those lights on. So please just keep our kids safe. We never want to see any of those children get hit. And that's why it is so important that you stop when you see those school buses. Be ready for them. Put your phone down. Pay attention to what's going on. And you see those school buses, pay extra special attention to what's going on.
Yeah, especially, the onus is on us as adults behind the wheel to take the responsibility for being safe. Because kids are kids, and especially little kids may not be paying as close attention as they ought to at a crossing. So make that responsibility ours, I would say is a fair thing.
You never know what that child is doing, where they're going to go, and if they think it's safe and all of a sudden they dart out in front of somebody, you are never going to forgive yourself if you hit a child who's trying to get on that school bus. So we just stress it every year. We're taking extra steps to make sure it's available on our app. Download the Dodge County Sheriff's Office app today so you have it on your Apple, your Google stores. Just download it, put it on your phones, and then it's right there if you need it. We've got the other things we've talked about in the past. We've got the wreckers if you need a tow truck, the authorized ones here in Dodge County that are not going to scam you. Lots of great things on our app. And you can report any incident on our app if you'd like to. It doesn't have to be one of these. We've got just an incident report button that you can report any incident, whether it be loud noise, fireworks, to theft, or whatever it is. You can submit your complaint on our app without ever calling our dispatch center.
We have just a few minutes left. We'll take a little bit of a pivot here. In addition to being a sheriff, you're also very active in the Rotary Club, and it's an important time for the Rotary Club right now.
Yeah, we're nearing the end of our sponsorships for the Beaver Dam Rotary Lights. That's the Christmas lights in Swan Park that you see every year. And every year, about September 20th, September 25th, I get inquiries, hey, I really want to sponsor a tree in the park. Well, we closed. September 15th is our deadline. I can't take additional inquiries after that or additional sponsorships after that because I have to place my order for the trees. I have to get things ordered for the lights. So September 15th is our cutoff. If you're asking after the fact, I'm sorry, we're probably not going to be able to take your sponsorship. So get those in now. Go to our Rotary page, bdrotary.org. Go to Rotary Lights, select a sponsorship, select what you'd like to sponsor. We're down on trees. I mentioned it last month. We're down on trees sponsorships. So we'd love to get about 70 or 80. We're in about the 45, 50 range. So we need about 20, 25 more trees to really get us to where we like to be. $300 gets you full exposure, your tree, your sign out in the park. Every day, hundreds of people walking past it. It really is a great sponsorship opportunity for you. Angels, soldiers, you can sponsor those. We've got a couple big ones. The one I really like is the elf with the snowblower that's chasing the snowman. I just think that's cool. It's a little bit more pricey, so if you're a bigger business, maybe you want to sponsor that one and help us out. We've got some really cool stuff coming out there again this year. So if you're interested in sponsoring, you got a short time, about 3 weeks left. bdrotary.org. If you can't find it there, get a hold of me. Call me. Call my wife, Cassandra. We'll get you the sponsorship information. We just want to make it bigger and better each and every year. So we need a few more sponsorships out there from our community, our business owners, to get us to where we always are. It'll still be bigger. Don't get me wrong there, but I want to make sure that Path of Trees is full like it always is.
And it sounds like there's a sponsorship level for just about any kind of size business.
There is. It can be. You can just give something. If you want to give $50, you can donate. Don't forget about the sponsorship right here in WBEV. That's in the right. Barn Show. $50 gets you one full hour of your name being read on the Barn Show. So from $50, you can do a $10 donation if you want to, up to a couple thousand on the snowman being run over by the snowblower. I think it's pretty cool. So there are some great opportunities there. Take a look at the sponsorship right on the website, bdrotary.org. Get those in. You can pay online. You can send a check in. But you are going to be recognized in that park for your sponsorship. And so many great sponsors that have helped us through this. Now this will be our ninth year. I just thought about it. September's almost here. I'm going to be a full-time sheriff and full-time Rotary Lights here shortly. It's going to be a busy time for me, but we need your sponsorships to make sure we can get everything we need to make it just epic. Better than last year. Every year. Always better than the year before.
Sheriff Dale Schmidt, as always, it's been an hour well spent. Thanks for coming and joining us.
My pleasure. Be safe. Drive safely and slow down out there for me. Thanks.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.